This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Kevin Jackson here. What'd you guys do over the weekend? I played a round of golf in a charity event, a local charity event. It wasn't one of the biggies. I hope I get to do one of the biggies one of these days, one of the pro-ams. Foster Freeze, who's one of my good friends, he passed away, but he would get me in something like that, and I'm sad that I don't get to do something like that with him. Rest in peace, Foster. I never go a day without thinking about you and what you're able to do in my life and the friendship you gave me. Maybe I'll get to do one of the cooking shows like Beat Bobby Flay or Meet Bobby Flay or something like that, or be a judge on one of those shows. I'm just looking for the thing that sort of makes you go into the next realm. Not that I care. I mean, I'm no Candace Owens. I'm not trying to get out there and make a big splash. I understand that you need to. You need to push your stuff out there, because if you don't do it, who's going to do it for you? But it's just not in my nature. So we're relying on you to do it. Hopefully you will. Hopefully you'll pass this information along. Anyway, I should get started on this because, you know, let's face it, I'm not going to have these boys good looks for the next few, 20, 30 years. Actually, now that you say it, there is no rush because I'm pretty. I'm just messing with you. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Lot to talk about. What happened in the past few days in leftist utopia? Well, the Taliban has retaken Afghanistan, as we probably could have predicted. Many people did. And reportedly, Biden is begging the Taliban, please, please, mister, please. What was that Olivia Newton song? Don't play D-17. It was our song. It was his song. But it's over. Please, mister, please. Oh, man, misspent youth listening to crazy music. So anyway, he's begging the Taliban, please, please let us get our people out of the embassy. And I think he sent 3,000 troops. I hope he sent Marines, because let me tell you, it's going to be a bloodbath. Look, if you're going to leave a place, leave the right way. Joey Demento, we're going to get out of here on 9/11. We're out of here, man. And then he moved it up. I don't know. Anyway, we'll talk more about it because he's a total putz. His foreign policy is laughable. His presidency, using my finger quotes, of course, is laughable. What else we got? Let's see. Well, this one, I like this story because here's what I want you to imagine a world. Pay attention. Pay attention. I want you to imagine a world where one of Trump's kids, his sons, would be in a video with a prostitute explaining how the Russians stole his laptop and that not be the top story for what? The next decade? This Hunter Biden thing is beyond me, because this is a guy who has compromised not only his dad, he's compromised America, and the media pretended no big deal, no harm, no foul. I play clips, and we can play the video if you want, and put that on the broadcast. But the audio is almost unintelligible, even though we did get printouts of it, and I think it's worth dissecting this audio a bit, because there's so much innuendo that you don't know what this guy's really saying. Remember, he is a crackhead. But he's butt naked on a video with a prostitute. Somebody's filming it. I don't know if he knows it or not, but somebody's filming it. His back is to him. And the prostitute gets up. You know, they fuzzy her out. And I'm going to tell you something. It looks like a crackhead talking to a crack pro, and I'm going to clean that up for everybody. But yeah, this girl doesn't look like She's call girl material. This looks like, you know, let's go get some crack together and hit the crack house. Like Samuel L. Jackson and Halle Berry and Do the Right Thing. You know, maybe you white folks haven't seen that movie. I don't blame you. It's a Spike Lee joint, as he puts on his films. But Samuel L. Jackson plays a crackhead, and Halle Berry, I know, it's hard to imagine Halle Berry playing a crackhead, but she did. There's some beautiful girls that get lost to drugs in America, so don't act like it can't happen. But yeah, so Hunter's butt naked, talking, his back is to the camera, so it's almost like he doesn't know it's there. And that sort of brings up a whole other series of things that I think are pretty important. Like, how many situations has Hunter Biden put himself in that are not only compromising to him, but compromising to his family and compromising to the Republic? So let me look at, because they never tell us what's on the laptops, which, by the way, as I've mentioned before, if it was the Trump family, we'd know what was on those laptops. So Hunter says, I think he's the one that stole my computer. I think the three of them, the three guys that were like a little like group, the dealer and his two guys, I took them everywhere, effing everywhere. And I guess he asked something like, what's on there? And he says, crazy, out of your mind, crap, you know, shoosh. Okay, you get what I'm saying? The Russian, he said she'd walk out with a effing bathing suit in her hand. So I don't know whether he's talking about being with Russian prostitutes. Like I said, it leaves the mind, the race with Hunter. Let me just put it this way. One night with Hunter Biden and your career would be over in anything else. Oh my gosh. Then, he goes, you can hear him. He says, no, 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 because my dad is running for president. He is. I talk about it all the time. If they do, he also knows I make like a gazillion dollars. And the woman says, they try to blackmail you? Boom, bingo, wow. This, look, Russian collusion, Russian conspiracy, did any of this ever come up with Bob Mueller? When they were researching the Russians with everything that look, if you want to pretend this wasn't known, this stuff was so far, it was out there. It's just unbelievable to me that we're not, this isn't a major story. What has Hunter compromised? How has he been compromised? What do we have to look forward to in the future? We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I love days like today because there's lots to discuss, and that means pretty much I love every day. There's tons to discuss. Man, this Biden administration is a train wreck personally and professionally. Personally, because of his son, because of his egotistical wife, and all the other things that are out there looming. Who knows what we haven't even discovered about the Bidens. Hunter Biden with prostitutes spilling the nation's secrets. What can you trust this guy with? I've talked about it many times. You know, you've got a guy who's a crackhead, a junkie. We all know junkies can't be trusted. Would you let a junkie watch your kids? Would you let a junkie watch your house? Would you let a junkie use your car? Would you give junkie your code to your ATM? What would you do with a junkie? But Joe Biden, he embraces his junkie because his junkie makes him a lot of money. That's how Joe affords that lavish lifestyle. He can't do it on a president's salary, $400,000. Come on, y'all. That's chump change. That's welfare money for a Biden. And when a crackhead can out-earn the president, you get what I'm talking about. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I'm not even trying to be funny. If I was going to sit down and write some humor around this, I would blow you away. because don't expect Kimmel or Colbert to do it. They don't want to touch it. But there's plenty of humor. I can tell you what, if Hunter Biden was Don Jr., it would be, we'd be talking all about it, man. Woo! Anyway, there's more to discuss besides them, folks. But I don't care whether we're talking about Biden, we're talking about global climate change, we're talking about the Taliban or whatever, or the Wu flu. The real enlightenment is understanding the meaning behind the underlying meaning of these stories. I say this almost every broadcast because I don't want you, if you hear me talk about something a year from now and it's a quote best of show, I promise you it'll still be applicable. All you got to do is apply it to whatever the nonsense is that leftists are doing in that moment. So, for example, color me skeptical, but I don't believe all the stories about, I wish I had gotten vaccinated, you know, they're in the ICU and they're dying or they're struggling over the vaccine, you know, over the flu or the Wu flu or whatever they may have. And, you know, they want to convince us, you know, that if I'd only gotten the shot, I wouldn't be here. No, the shot probably would have put you there if it wouldn't have killed you or maimed you. But we're being sold this. I've seen story after story. I wish my son, I'd gotten my son vaccinated. Your son? How old is your son? 14 years old. My 14-year-old son didn't get vaccinated, and he's got the Wu flu. Your son probably just has the flu. Let me tell you, when I was young, you can relate to this, older folks. When I was young, I got the flu. It was terrible. It took me 2 weeks to get over it. Fever, body aches, all of it. I lost one flu. I distinctly remember I lost 18 pounds. Now, I lost 18 pounds during the Wu flu, but it's a brand new biological weapon of the Chinese. So we're probably going to get sick a few times from this one. But I pretty much fought the flu and beat the flu over my lifetime because I hadn't gotten the real version of the flu in ages. And probably neither had many of you. But now we got this new version. And they want to sell us on these horror stories. These are horror stories now. If you're unvaxxed and you get sick and you go, oh, my God, I wish I had some medicine. It's like saying, you wish you had gotten the tuberculosis shot before you got tuberculosis. How do you know? You're out and about. You're living life. You're going to get sick. That's the way it is. And it's been like this since the beginning of human beings. When the first person contracted something and passed it through the cave, and then the cave passed it into whatever. Yeah, I don't know who you can figure out the lineage, but that's how it's been. And you can't protect yourself from it. But we got these horror stories. This man fights for his life, and he wishes he'd gotten a shot. I wish I had talked my husband into getting a shot. I'm sorry. No sympathy from me. Because your husband was going to get sick, probably would have died from the shot. And for the record, people are. I know. If you get the shot, right, you're not supposed to even realize you have the virus. The problem is, I know people who got the shot and died. I don't know them personally, but I know of them. Because I'm looking at more news than just CNN and MSNBC and whatever else. I'm out doing the research and I find out, you know what? People are actually dying. But don't think this is going to stop the propagandists from spreading these sob stories. And then shutting down any stories of people who actually die from the vaccine or any of them or, you know, get a debilitating in maladies from it, you know, side effects and whatever. Oh, no, you can't talk about that. That'll get you kicked off social media. Where are those sob stories? Where are the stories that the left are finding to say, look, we understand that this guy didn't get a shot. He caught the Wu flu. For the record, one of my friends, I'm not going to say who, got Wu flu, called me up, says, Kev, got the Wu flu, man. What do you think? I said, if you have it, I've been telling you how to prevent getting it. If you have it, what is it, ivermectin and some vitamins, you load up on D and C and whatever else. I mean, you can still do it and maybe lessen the symptoms, but you got it. And it's going to kick your butt like it did mine because it's a flu. I lost 28 pounds. What was it? No. You know what I did? I think I lost 20-something pounds. It wasn't 18. I lost more weight on the Wu flu than I lost on any flu ever. And it kicked my butt. Now, keep in mind, I was fighting it like the flu. I refused to go in because I didn't think I had it, but I did. And it was a different feeling. I should have known it, but I had it. And then when they gave me that Z-Pak, immediately my body went, oh, way to go, Kev. Now we're good. We're good to go. But the point of it all is that it's going to hit you like a flu more than likely. If you're lucky, and one of my buddies told me, he says, no, man, he goes, I have body aches, and he goes, I lost my sense of smell. That was my buddy. He was 64 when he got the flu, the Wu flu. So he lost his sense of smell. But one of my buddies had to be hospitalized twice, and he got released recently, and he's like, man, I'm so glad to be back among the living. But he was calling me, and his wife was texting me, telling me, you know, how he's doing, and I'm going, he's got the flu. If you think it's good, and it's hitting him like a flu. So if you think that he's going to skip it and not go through what I went through, where I was cycling through temperatures and breaking fevers, we were in that bunch, but we survived it. And you know what? In retrospect, it was a terrible flu is what it was. It was like when I first got the flu when I was younger. So no harm, no foul, as far as I'm concerned. But the sob stories are going to persist. Oh, my gosh, if he'd only gotten the shot, it would have saved them. Don't believe these nonsensical propaganda of people that would have been saved had they gotten the shot before they went into the hospital. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is set to address the nation at 3:45 p.m. Eastern Time today. This as the president sends 1,000 more troops to Afghanistan, bringing the total number of troops being sent to Afghanistan to 7,000. The Taliban gaining control of the capital city of Afghanistan, Kabul, after the Afghan president fled the country. Louisiana Republican Senator Steve Scalise reacts to everything going on in Afghanistan.
It's a very dire situation when you see the United States Embassy being evacuated. In fact, you just had President Biden a few days ago saying you wouldn't see helicopters evacuating the embassy like Saigon, and yet here we are.
At least seven people are dead after Afghans rushed the tarmac of the Kabul airport following the Taliban's takeover. All evacuation flights have been stopped. You're listening to USA Radio News. The UN Security Council is assessing the crisis in Afghanistan. Top officials are growing more concerned after the Taliban gained control of the capital city of Kabul. Families on food stamps will be getting a little more help from the federal government.
The Biden administration on Monday is telling the 42 million people in the food stamp program they will get a 25% increase in food stamp money starting in October. Critics say that the cost of some $20 billion annually is unsustainable and that the aid lessens the willingness of people to look for work. Opponents add the program is meant to supply only part, not all, of a household's diet, as suggested by its formal name, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. Elaine Waxman of the Urban Institute praised the Biden administration, saying SNAP aid, in its current value, could not buy a modest diet in 96% of counties in the United States. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
More news always can be found online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Every single day, the world gets closer to the truth about the Biden administration, the cheating that went on in that election, all the people that helped, the companies that helped. You've got companies like Dominion suing because, you know why they're suing? Because people don't like lawsuits. Dominion doesn't care that they know they've been caught. Or the fact that you can speculate that, well, it seems kind of funny that everywhere Dominion had voting machines, suddenly Biden won when in fact he was losing dramatically. Or that there's no way in H.E. double crooked socks that Joe Biden got 81.9 million votes or whatever, 12 million or whatever number better than baby black Jesus. It doesn't matter. We'll take you to court. The courts will decide for us because even the courts now lie. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Doesn't matter, though, whether it's we're talking about voter fraud, whether we're talking about climate change, whether we're talking about the Wu flu scam, whatever. Let me tell you something. That lie, those lies cannot live forever. Democrats have cooked the books in everything that they do, and they think they will get away with it forever because that's their style. They believe that, you know what, there's nothing they can do to us. We're going to be okay. 844-551-8255. So they cook the statistics. They cook the books. They connive in every possible way to hide their deceit. Remember, let's just talk about the Wu flu stuff for a while. Remember during the Trump era when Wu flu was the cause of almost all death? Who knew that Wu flu was a new gang and committing drive-bys in Chicago? The Democrats knew, that's who, because they didn't care whether you were killed in a drive-by, whether you jumped off of a bridge, whether you were hit in a trying to cross the freeway. It didn't matter. It was going to be considered a death by Wu flu. COVID-19 was the new gangbanger that was going to kill us all. And leftists made Americans pay handsomely for these fake deaths, almost $40,000 a person. Do you know how different it is when you go to the hospital and you're sick and you have the flu versus the Wu flu? I can tell you this firsthand because one of our staffers, her father is sick, and they will not give him flu protocol because it's been determined that he has the Wu flu. So she has to invoke the right to try in order to get them to do the things that they would normally do if you had a flu influenza type thing that was giving pneumonia, etc. It's a completely different protocol. And I'm going to give you guys a little shocker.
if you get into the Wu Flu part of it, for whatever reason, they seem to want to kill you. I'm not making this up. Go talk to people who've been in there. Your relatives can't go in. You can't, you know, you can request certain things. They're like, we don't do that because that's not, you know, the way we handle the Wu Flu. They've got a whole new thing for it because it's considered a pandemic when it's really nothing more but a scandemic. So at $40,000 a person, when you're coded Wu Flu, not only do you go into this separate thing, but you know, they because they get this money, they practically handed out awards to people, to the unhealthy and the urban bad guys, hoping for overflowing hospital beds. They want for people to go in. I'm talking about this was, you know, during a time of these fake deaths, and it's still happening now. Don't misunderstand me. But they want to tell you, oh, the hospital beds are overflowing and this, that, and the other. And they're creating the situation. Wu Flu was the most dangerous virus known to man at the time, until it wasn't. Until people started getting pictures of the hospitals and they're going, these hospitals aren't full. Post-Biden coup, the Democrats' chickens, folks, have come home to roost, at least in the data. Because I looked at a data set called Our World Data. You can go check it out. It's Our World and Data. And their data provides a wealth of information about the game that's being played on America in the civilized world, something you hear me talk about all the time. And if you do visit the page, you can compare the Wu Flu mortality rate by country. It's a gorgeous thing. Whoever put the site together did a masterful thing, and it's meant to be a scary tag. It's meant for you to go there and go, oh my gosh, look at this Wu Flu data. Yeah, well, I clicked on Afghanistan. I know you're going, Kevin, what? Why would you click on? I wanted to see what was going on in Afghanistan. A country that is in turmoil, a country that doesn't even have a true government per se. And here's what I found. The map showed that Afghanistan has an 8% death rate from Wu Flu. 8%. Just to put it in perspective, the United States at its height had a 2.5%, if you believe the fake data. Afghanistan had an 8% rate. Now, that's if you believe that Afghanistan has the ability to report their numbers. Because I want you to think for just a second. How are they getting this data? Who are they going door to door? Maybe they've got the Swedish bikini team going door to door saying, hey, Mr. Afghan warlord, you know, Mr. Person in Afghanistan who's growing his poppy seeds to make Harrison heroin to America. Or maybe they got to one of the Taliban and said, hey, how many people are dying of the Wu Flu in your region of the world? Do you really believe, folks, that the Taliban is reporting the number of deaths related to Wu Flu? I suspect that the WHO, this is the World Health Organization scam organization, counts all the people killed by the Taliban since Biden pulled our troops out of the country as part of the Wu Flu numbers. And the only question we got to ask ourselves is, are the Democrats sending them $39,000 per death? As for America, the news is even more shocking. Because according to the latest chart, America's mortality rate from Wu Flu fell from 2.5%, which I still cry BS over, to 0.66%. We are now officially under 1%. So apparently, counting every death under the sun, which is what they did in the beginning, now deflates the narrative of the leftists that the sky is falling and that all of us are going to die by the Wu Flu soon. So what do they do now? Yeah. Come to think of it, who cares? Because after all, aren't we all going to be dead in what? I think we're either 10 or 11 years. Remember when AOC said, was it a year or 2 years ago? I forget, because we had the year that we all must now forget, the year of 2020, the year of looking back, of 2020 vision, right? But didn't AOC declare a couple years ago, Max, that we were all going to be dead because of the biggest threat to mankind? Global climate change, the biggest existential threat facing the world, and we only had 12 years remaining, so we've got a decade left. What are we doing worrying about the Wu Flu virus? Now, if you want to understand just how crazy things are, not less than a year or two ago, we were talking about climate change as being the biggest existential threat, because that was where they were going to grab your money, and still are. They're now running it in parallel, but they're now slipping it under the rug because they're still got this Wu Flu thing, but the data doesn't support the scam. Remember, though, it was settled science. Global climate change was settled science. We all had to recognize that we were all going to die. We had 12 years left. Barack Obama called it. The science has been settled. It's settled. Yeah. Well, if you're thinking that's settled science, then you're probably a bonehead leftist like baby black Jesus, because the greatest scientist to ever occupy the White House was an idiot by the name of Barack Obama. But anyway, I digress. Let me get back to these numbers. So I looked at all these fatalities, and as I've told you guys before, I looked at it in comparison to Africa. And if you looked at the graph right now of this website I just told you about, it says that Africans are 2% of Africans are dying from the Wu flu. I've talked about these numbers before. Continent of 1.3 billion people, many of whom live in squalor, and there are less than 180,000 confirmed deaths from Wu flu, and the numbers don't jive based on the confirmed cases. The bigger problem that the left has is to answer the question of why haven't more Africans contracted the dreaded Wu flu? Because based on the population of Africa, they should have 142 million Africans who've contracted the Wu flu and many more who died from it. And that doesn't jive. More when we come back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day. If any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. teamgaday.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Africa and India and other places of the world putting a dent in the Wu Flu narrative. Afghanistan, 8% of the population dying from the Wu Flu, at least those that get it. And I'm asking a very simple question. How are you collecting this data? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. I went there the other day. I got to tell you, my team's done an amazing job on my website. I hope you go there and visit. I hope you buy our merch because we put our message in our merch and every little bit helps. And for those of you who get irritated, Kevin, all you guys do is ask for money. Everybody, every time I turn to a website, they're asking for money. I don't care what they do. I don't think they give you what we give you. I don't think you get the entertainment and the information from those guys that you get from us. Moreover, I don't believe they do projects that matter. We got a project right now that's pushing back against the Wu Flu Force vaccination, which ironically You don't have, neither Russia nor China, communist countries at one, certainly Russia was at one point, communist China is now, neither one of them is forcing a vaccination on their people. But in America, which is supposed to be a democratic republic, we're getting a vaccination, in some cases, forced on you. As a matter of employment, as a matter of can you go to college, as a matter of can you go to the grocery store to entertain, whatever. Which country is communist? They're blurring the lines. 844-551-8255. In case you didn't get it, we're actually more communist than the communist countries right now. See, we think we live in a democratic republic. The problem is the people who represent us don't represent us. They're playing both sides against the middle. And in case you don't know who you are the middle. You are the middle class that plays by the rules and who are getting squeezed. And so they think they can run game on you, and they run game on you right to your face. They don't even hide it. Yeah. You're married, and the old boy brings his hooker right to sit at the dinner table. Oh, man. I was talking about the Trump era and the handling of Wu Flu, and then I talked about this site. You can go visit, and I suggest you do. It's called Our World in Data. It's got the numbers up. It goes, I guess it's being updated minute by minute. And I ask a very simple question. How do they know that 8% of the people who get the Wu Flu in Afghanistan are dying from it? They got sophisticated hospitals. They got a CDC over there. What do they have over there that would make you believe that they can give you the data in Afghanistan? Go to the Congo. Go to Congo in Africa. I mean, on the map of Africa, which just go any of the African countries and tell me they're giving you actual data. That these countries are so civilized that you're able to get, well, in Kevin and Chad, 17% of the people who contract Wu Flu are dying, or Congo. I would love for them to go and confront the rebels, the RUF rebels in Congo, and say, hey, just out of curiosity, how many of you have contracted Wu Flu and how many of you are dying? We're doing a report here for the BBC. Yeah, said nobody ever. That data is as phony whatever. It's phony. I don't have anything clever to say, but you know it's phony. It is phony. Yeah, so I didn't look at the numbers of what should Africa have in the way of how many people have contracted the Wu Flu, because they have less than 8 million, less than 7 million people, less than 8, who've contracted Wu Flu. Less than 200,000 have died from it. Last I looked, there was 180,000. Africa should have had 142 million people who've contracted the disease, and they should have well over a million deaths if their data was to jive. But it doesn't. These numbers are all fishy, but forgetting all the fishy data, folks, there is the reported data regarding death rates in America. And now that the death rates have dropped by over 300% in the time of baby black Jesus, the Democrats are asking themselves, how do we scare Americans? How do we scare the public? By the way, there is a new variant besides the Delta variant. I'm not making this stuff up. You can go look for yourselves. We'll talk about it maybe a little bit more. But I want to continue to drive home the point of where the numbers have gone. Well, you know, because during the time of Trump, we had all this Wu Flu. People were not dying from other diseases. And I went to the CDC and I looked at the flu. The 2020 through 2021 flu season, because I wanted to get those numbers. And here's what the CDC said. This is not me, folks. Flu activity was unusually low throughout the 2020-2021 flu season, both in the United States and globally, despite high levels of testing. During September 28, 2020 through May 22nd of 2021 in the United States, 1,675 or 0.2% of 818,939 respiratory samples tested by the U.S. clinical laboratories were positive for the influenza virus. It's a fancy way of saying, folks, that less than 2,000 people died from the flu during that period. And when you consider, we know in a normal year, according to the CDC, 28,000 people die from the flu, you might understand why we question the data. So, 0.2%. The CDC continued. The low level of flu activity during this past season contributed to dramatically fewer flu illnesses, hospitalizations, and deaths compared to the previous flu seasons. For comparison, you're going to love these numbers. Listen closely. During the last three seasons before the pandemic, the scamdemic, the proportion of respiratory specimens testing positive for influenza peaked between 26.2% and 30.3%. So in other words, whenever they tested somebody for the flu, 26% to 30% of the time is the data that they got for it. It is now 0.2%. So the flu activity level dropped, folks, to a level that would be alarm bells. You would think you practically, what did we do? Did we cure the flu? Get this. The CDC admits, in terms of hospitalizations, the cumulative rate of laboratory-confirmed influenza associations in the 2021 season was the lowest recorded since this type of data collection began in 2005. Well, no crap, Sherlock. But it gets better. Here's what the CDC uses as the reason for its unusually low flu activity. COVID-19 mitigation measures such as wearing face masks, staying home, hand washing, school closings, reduced travel, increased ventilation of indoor spaces, and physical distancing likely contributed to the decline in 2020 and 2021 of flu incidents. Going from 26 to 30% of the people having it to 0.2%, and they equate it to you washing your hands and staying home and wearing face masks. As if these viruses aren't just floating out there waiting to find a home. This is amazing. It says, flu vaccine effectiveness estimates for 2020 are not available, but a record number of influenza vaccine doses, 193.8 million, were distributed in 2020-21. So here's what I want you to understand. They said almost 200 million doses of flu and all this social distancing. Well, that's it. See, all those precautions and the vaccinations of the flu for the flu are the reason. Now, I want you to understand, if they put out a 200 million flu vaccines, that's 60% of the American population who would have gotten the flu shot. Did you get a flu shot? How many people do you know got a flu shot? Because I don't know any. So they want you to believe that all the stuff that they did for Wu Flu is the reason that the flu went away. But wouldn't the same things that prevented the Wu Flu, prevented the flu have prevented the Wu Flu? Of course it would. But instead, while one thing dramatically went lower, and I'm talking 26% down to 0.2, go do the math, Einstein, you'll see what I'm talking about, the Wu Flu exploded. Yeah. What will Democrats do, folks, as the death rate continues to drop? Let me tell you what they're going to do. They're going to credit the vaccine that is still getting people sick with the Wu Flu. But that's only going to last so long. So expect a full court press to get everybody poked so they can say they cured the Wu Flu. That is, until the next variant hits and it's already here.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.